Coronation celebrations. Members gathered across the country during the month of May to celebrate the coronation of Their Majesties King Charles III and Queen Camilla. Our centres. During the week leading up to the coronation, our centres held their Kings, Queens and Coronations themed well-being breaks. They decorated buildings in Union Jack bunting and put on fun-packed programmes of royal-themed activities to celebrate the big day. At Llandudno, members enjoyed baking coronation cupcakes and a trip to Caernarfon Castle, where the King's investiture as Prince of Wales took place. A royal knockout tournament provided great amusement, particularly the surprise jelly-eating competition. In Brighton, the week comprised of Pin the Jewel on the Crown, robot dog racing, and a Royal Games afternoon, including a very competitive egg and spoon race. Creative members took part in a collaborative project, making a giant coronation crown. Right royal trips to royal abodes, such as Hever Castle and the Royal Pavilion, took place. On the Friday before the coronation, both centres held their own street parties. Our wonderful catering teams from Thomas Frank's put on delicious buffet lunches. In Llandudno, visitors were blessed with warm sunshine whilst they waved flags and danced to a live band called Carousel Dream. The big help out at Llandudno. In tribute to His Majesty the King's public service, the big help out was planned for Monday the 8th of May to encourage people to try volunteering for themselves and join the work being undertaken to support their local communities. We were delighted to host 100 people at the Llandudno Centre, including the Sea Cadets and Scouts, for the big help out, as well as our members and visitors who were staying at the centre that week. The day was a tremendous success. It was wonderful to see the centre so busy and full of energy. In Newcastle, members, their families, volunteers and staff came together for a special coronation lunch. Everyone enjoyed a huge lunch with sandwiches, scones and cakes. There were even some left for members to take home with them. They also danced to a wonderful performance by singer Hilde Harland. The event was particularly special because they also met our new chief executive, Adrian Bell, for the first time. Adrian had lots of great conversations with our blind veterans, and he gave a speech that brought many laughs, finishing with a toast to King Charles III. This was followed by a speech by member Vivian Yates. In Essex, our Blind Veterans UK choir, Vision in Song, performed at a coronation tea party in Colchester on the 18th of May. The performance was themed, with each song having a link to the King. Neil Hildred, community support worker who organised the event, said, "This is a massive occasion in our shared history, and we thought it was only right to do something special to commemorate it."